This is the 2007 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I am going to give you. After I have finished reading them, there will be time for you to ask any questions you might have. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start by reading a practice question. Then I am going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. The recording will now be stopped so that you can ask any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Add 10 to the number on your answer sheet. Add 10 to the number on your answer sheet. Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What is 17 pounds 85 pence rounded to the nearest pound? What is 17 pounds 85 pence rounded to the nearest pound? Question 2. What number multiplied by 5 makes 40? What number multiplied by 5 makes 40? Question 3. Look at the list of numbers on your answer sheet. What number is the mode? Look at the list of numbers on your answer sheet. What number is the mode? Question 4. Write in figures the number 2020. Write in figures the number 2020. Question 5. How many centimetres are 70 millimetres? How many centimetres are 70 millimetres? Question 6. Write a number that is more than 0.1 but less than 0.2. Write a number that is more than 0.1 but less than 0.2. Question 7. I am thinking of a number. I call it N. I add 8 to my number. Write an expression to show the result. I am thinking of a number. I call it N. I add 8 to my number. Write an expression to show the result. Question 8. Look at the fraction. Write down a different fraction that is equivalent to 4/5. Look at the fraction. Write down a different fraction that is equivalent to 4/5. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 9. I start at 40 and count down in equal steps. 40, 37, 34. What are the next two numbers? I start at 40 and count down in equal steps. 40, 37, 34. What are the next two numbers? Question 10. The bar chart shows the eye colours of some pupils. How many of the pupils have blue eyes? The bar chart shows the eye colours of some pupils. How many of the pupils have blue eyes? Question 11. Shade 1/4 of the square on your answer sheet. Shade 1/4 of the square on your answer sheet. Question 12. I face north. I turn through half a turn. What direction am I facing after the turn? I face north. I turn through half a turn. What direction am I facing after the turn? Question 13. Add the numbers on your answer sheet. Add the numbers on your answer sheet. Question 14. Look at your answer sheet. Estimate the length of the line in centimeters. Look at your answer sheet. Estimate the length of the line in centimeters. Question 15. What is half of 23? What is half of 23? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 16. In a survey, people were asked if they would prefer a cat or a dog for a pet. The pictogram shows the results. 6 people said cat. How many people said dog? In a survey, people were asked if they would prefer a cat or a dog for a pet. The pictogram shows the results. 6 people said cat. How many people said dog? Question 17. I have a bag of 20 pence coins. Altogether, I have £7. How many 20 pence coins do I have? I have a bag of 20 pence coins. Altogether, I have £7. How many 20 pence coins do I have? Question 18. Look at the equation. What is the value of y when x is 12? Look at the equation. What is the value of y when x is 12? Question 19. Look at the shape drawn on the square grid. How many lines of symmetry does it have? Look at the shape drawn on the square grid. How many lines of symmetry does it have? Question 20. Magazines cost £1.40 each. I buy two of the magazines. How much change do I get from a £10 note? Magazines cost £1.40 each. I buy two of the magazines. How much change do I get from a £10 note? Question 21. At sunrise, the temperature was -3 degrees Celsius. By midday, the temperature had increased by 12 degrees. What was the temperature at midday? At sunrise, the temperature was -3 degrees Celsius. By midday, the temperature had increased by 12 degrees. What was the temperature at midday? Question 22. Look at the rectangle. What is its area? Look at the rectangle. What is its area? Question 23. There are 3 red balls and 2 blue balls in a bag. I am going to take a ball out of the bag at random. What is the probability that the ball will be red? There are 3 red balls and 2 blue balls in a bag. I am going to take a ball out of the bag at random. What is the probability that the ball will be red? Question 24. The diagram shows a line inside a square. What is the size of angle K? The diagram shows a line inside a square. What is the size of angle K? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 25. Look at the price list. I buy 1 notebook, 1 ruler, and 1 pencil. Altogether, how much do they cost? Look at the price list. I buy 1 notebook, 1 ruler, and 1 pencil. Altogether, how much do they cost? Question 26. The number 1 is a factor of both 15 and 24. What other number is a factor of both 15 and 24? The number 1 is a factor of both 15 and 24. What other number is a factor of both 15 and 24? Question 27. Your answer sheet shows the percentages of pupils born in different seasons for Class A. The percentage for winter is missing. Fill in the percentage of Class A that was born in winter. Your answer sheet shows the percentages of pupils born in different seasons for Class A. The percentage for winter is missing. Fill in the percentage of Class A that was born in winter. Question 28. Look at the scale. About what value is the arrow pointing to? Look at the scale. About what value is the arrow pointing to? Question 29. Your answer sheet shows the answer to 28 multiplied by 16. Use this information to help you work out the answer to 28 multiplied by 32. Your answer sheet shows the answer to 28 multiplied by 16. Use this information to help you work out the answer to 28 multiplied by 32. Question 30. Look at the graph on your answer sheet. Write down the coordinates of any point on the line marked A. Look at the graph on your answer sheet. Write down the coordinates of any point on the line marked A. Put your pens down. The test is finished.